Good morning and happy Monday! I'm Monica Wofford, and this is your Monday Moment. A fresh start for managers. Why leading is a part of succeeding. Some say you manage people. Now, I personally prefer to believe that we manage stuff and lead people. And the reality is that we need to be able to do both. Some tasks will need you to manage, and all people will need you to lead. But a leader's day is not filled exclusively with one role or the other. So how do you know when to manage and when to lead and when to change hats? These Monday Moment tips will help and make the case for why leading is a part of succeeding. First off, they managed before you came along. Now, believe it or not, those people you lead managed to lead their own lives to some degree right up until the time you became their boss. You may not agree with their level of effectiveness in managing their lives, but the truth is they didn't crawl out from some mossy rock the moment you received your promotion. It's a great visual, though. Okay, so all kidding aside, if you attempt to manage their every waking move, you'll train them to depend on you. If you instead challenge, encourage, and equip them to do better, be better, become better team members, or even better people, you develop future leaders instead of long-time followers of your every direction. Now, the second issue here is people talk back. If what you want is a real team that works together, and team members who do their job well, take initiative when it's warranted, and come up with new ideas so you're not the only one who shows any passion around here, then stop managing the creativity out of those who report to you. People are not objects that simply do what we type in, followed by pressing enter. They're not robots. They're individuals with brains of their own and variations on how they express whatever comes to mind. Let them express those ideas. Let them talk back, and even let them give you feedback. Leaders value that feedback. Managers often seem to prefer pressing enter and wonder why that concept seems to continually backfire when they employ it on anything other than their computer. Now, the third and final concept that's valuable here in leading, being a part of succeeding, is looking at what they might teach you. Now, senior leaders and executives know that part of becoming a better leader is surrounding yourself with those who are far smarter than they are. New leaders may find this intimidating and wish to be the smartest person in the room. If that's your position, you're managing a group of individuals. Yet when you find that to be, frankly, exhausting, costly, and highly time-consuming, make the shift and face the fear of letting go. What can those you lead show you how to do? What can those you lead teach you? Leadership development and leading is not acquired in a day nor fully experienced in a book. It's a process, and usually one that takes a proverbial village. Make your management role one that includes leadership by managing the tasks alongside the people you lead instead of trying to force those you lead to succeed. Now, when to lead and when to manage is an aspect of timing that has those ever-popular many shades of gray. In high stress and change, we may manage events more and lead people through more emotions. When it's slow, we may lead their development more because there aren't as many tasks to manage. Which hat you wear and when will depend on who or what needs your attention the most. What it doesn't depend on is what you like doing the most. If you're a taskmaster, chances are your leadership could use some work. If you're a real people person, you might want to examine your numbers, results, and frequency of follow-through. The simple act of being aware and conducting that kind of examination will improve your leadership skills tenfold. I'm Monica Wofford, and that's your Monday Moment. Have a great week, an even better Monday, and of course, stay contagious.